Can you hear that? That's the sound of the future. We're looking ahead in future casting what we think is going to happen in hockey by way of technology and innovation in the next few years to decades. If you haven't listened to the previous shows, we've talked about 3D printers, we've talked about sensors, and we've talked about materials. Next, we're going to have a conversation about video. It sounds simple enough. I mean, video is already used all over in hockey, but it's not quite used like it is in other sports, and I think it won't be long before it is used the way that other sports use video. Much more on demand, much more on the fly, and much more. So consider this, when an NFL player comes off the field, he's immediately caught by a coach who sits with him on the bench and says, hey, do you need some oxygen? And then the very next thing that he does is he brings out an iPad or a printed piece of paper, something that was printed seconds ago. It has to do with the last play, it has to do with something that he did that they want to talk to him about on the fly. Now it's a lot easier to do in a game where everybody stops and they take a break and then they go for like 20 seconds and they take another 2 minutes and then they have a commercial. But I think that this could be applied to hockey. And we're going to look at how this might be used in a hockey game in real time for players to see what they're doing, see if they could do it better, and adjust on the fly to the game plan of the other team. So imagine if you would that Nick Holden decided to pinch in on a play. He got burned and we got scored on. Right away he goes to the bench and guess who's waiting for him? That's right, Tim Army. For those of you who don't know, Tim Army is an assistant coach with the Colorado Avalanche and he often does a lot of the preaching, bitching, moaning, screaming from the bench. There's a good chance that Tim Army would come up to somebody like Nick Holden and go, bro, you kind of screwed this up, let me show you how. He immediately has on his iPad the video of the play that just happened. He also has annotating skills and annotating tools that he can use. So he shows Nick exactly what happened and what Nick might have been looking for in the other players away from the puck to decide whether or not he should have pinched down. But he's not done there yet. He talks to Nick, he tells Nick what he should do next time and how he could do it better. Nick's better, he takes a breath and he's on to his next shift. The other guys come back to the bench, he's like, look, you guys really set Nick up in a bad way right here. Let's look at this video that I already have on the iPad so that we can see how we could do better. These guys are playing a left wing lock against us, which means that you absolutely cannot cheat against the boards. I need you to do this and that and this and that. Anyways, you get the point. If we had real-time video feedback by way of iPad that the coaches could have streamed directly to the iPad on the bench, they could talk to a player and make play changes on the fly. They could say, you are getting killed by this guy and this is why. I need a better gap. I need a better stick. I need something different than what you're doing right now. Now, the way that they do it currently is that there might be some guys off the ice, say Adam Deadmarsh of the past, who was our video coach, who would look at the play, maybe get with Waugh or send a little message to him some way or another saying, hey, yeah, Nick Holden's getting beat like this, but it turns out it's the other guys more than it is him. But that takes too long. Hockey's a fast sport. We don't have time between every play for a commercial and some conversation. We need people to know what's going on the fly. So by the time that that player comes off of the ice, he should get 3 breaths before one of our guys comes up with the iPad that already has a video and says, hey, here's what's going on. This seems like a small thing, but I assure you this is no small thing. Consider the way that every player looks up at the Jumbotron after they've done something. They want to know what happened too because they're in the heat of the moment. They can't see it with perspective, not the kind of perspective that gives you a game plan. All the player knows is that he was out there playing hockey and something happened that he needs a second look at. So if you can look back and reflect on what you've actually done in real time, this is the most ideal version of all of it. Now, it could take away from the game, but anything that has to do with future casting or new technology is going to mess with the purists. But I assure you that things like this are going to start to trickle in. Because once it happens in one sport, the other coaches are looking for any edge they can get. And this is an edge that could, in fact, help the team. And maybe it doesn't happen after every play, but it does definitely happen after a big breakdown. They're not going to use it when they have their little timeout before they pull the goalie and try to get a goal in the last 3 minutes either. That's not the point of this. Like any technology, this is relevance-based, so it has to be relevant to what just happened on the ice, but having that tool could be a big, valuable thing. But that's not it. Let's say that you've actually played the game and you have this whole catalog of everything that happened in the game, and this is actually tagged for you, so if you're a player, all you have to do is go to the website that your team has set up, throw in a couple keywords so you can see what's going on. You can say, track me, track anyone else on the team, track me and number 5, track me and number 8. Anything like that. The analytics that are involved in this, especially the analytics that you know about right now, are very available. They could definitely be tossed into an app, and there are people out there who work very hard to make systems like this just for teams like the Colorado Avalanche or any NHL team. So when it comes to the future of hockey, I think video is one of the first things that's going to be hit, and it's going to be hit in a good way. Sure, some people will bitch, but they always bitch. Let's let those people bitch, and let's let this help the teams out, because I think it's going to be truly valuable. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, the coolest hockey shirts with the coolest hockey art that you won't find anywhere else. They're only available online and they're only available at AvsFam.com. Check them out and stay awesome.